Welcome back to the Kasman Center as we're joined here on the Black Horse Pub postgame show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka after a 4-0 win. And Tom, you finished your homestand a perfect 5-0. Your team's won 6 games in a row as we hit the midway point here of the AJHL season. But your thoughts tonight on another bit of a chippy game similar to what we saw last night?
Thought it was excellent. I love the compete level of our players. Love the fact that we moved our feet. Probably the 2 most consistent games that we've played this year, especially at home. So for us to shut down, you know, a very talented Drumheller group speaks volumes for the group that we have. And you know, you get adversity thrown at you throughout the course of the game. I mean, Will Connolly lasts a couple shifts. He's out. Merritt Azit goes out. You know, we've got a couple other guys on the shelf. But really, we talk about it, you know, prior to the game, where this is an opportunity for somebody else to step up. So love the third period. We really, you know, tightened down and shut them down. Didn't really give them a ton of scoring opportunities. And for us, the tattletale sign is, you know, with 1.5 minutes left in a 4-0 game, we've still got guys that are willing to block shots. And that tells you as a coach, okay, you know, we're starting to get it a little bit. So full credit to the players. You know, it's going to be a well-deserved day off tomorrow, and then we can, you know, we've got the Santa skate on Sunday from 2 to 5, so please come out. We'll have one group from about 2 to 4 and the other group from 3 to 5, so if you want to come out and meet some of the boys, we encourage you to come to the Kasman Center, and then we've got our Christmas party Sunday night.
Tom, you mentioned the shot blocks. One of them comes from a new player in Peter Tamaris, and does that put a smile on your face and go, this is the type of guys that we want in our lineup?
Well, you're hoping that that type of effort is contagious throughout your locker room, and you know, I didn't like the first 10 minutes of the game. I didn't think we were mentally ready. As a coaching staff, you'd preach to your players that the game of hockey is really 90% mental, 10% physical. And, you know, you take a too many men on the ice penalty as your first touch of the puck, that tells me you're not mentally ready to start. And I thought we struggled the first 10 minutes. After that, we were real good. The first 10 minutes of the second period, I thought we dominated. And then we allowed them to get back into the game. And you know, we've said it time and time again this year, is that, you know, the score's 3-0. If you give them any life, now all of a sudden, proves to be an interesting third period. But for us to buckle down and get the fourth goal, I thought was huge. Again, we get 2 goals, almost 3 on our power play. I mean, the one happened exactly as the penalty finish doesn't count as a power play goal. But we like the movement there. We like the fact that we got shots on net. So all in all, there's a lot of boxes that we can tick off, you know, as positives, us moving forward.
4 goals from your defense. I know you made the comment the other week there that your defense maybe not producing as much as you saw last year when you had guys seemed like they were scoring at will from the back end, but nice to get a lot of production from your defense men tonight.
You know what? I didn't even realize that, but yeah, JC had a couple, Miller had one, and then Argento, you know, our French poutine guy, he got one as well. Listen, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you generate your old friends from, as long as, you know, you can get pucks to the net. And, you know, obviously JC, you know, off the power play, and Argento, it was a great shot. You know, and then Miller is just one that, you know, he engages on the rush, and that's what we want to be. We want to be a team that at the right times will attack with 4 players, because it forces the other team to backcheck a little bit harder. So, you know, we do keep track of how many goals come from our back end. So this is a positive sign. And when you've got arguably your most offensive defenseman that's on the shelf and that's chomping at the bit to get back in the lineup, you know, it does, you know, put a little bit of a smile on my face.
Tom, you mentioned the power play there, but you now got multiple power play goals in back-to-back games. Have you seen any difference in your power play, or what has changed that has allowed the power play to be a little bit more successful of late?
Really, it just boils down to work ethic. Human nature tells you that when you have a 5-on-4, you tend to take your foot off the gas and you don't work as hard. So I didn't like the start of the year. I didn't like our puck recovery or puck pursuit. When we lost pucks, we might as well have been, you know, all 5 guys should have skated back to our end, because that's probably where the puck was heading. And I think this, you know, this month, you know, the last 4 or 5 games especially, we've done a lot better job at hounding the puck and making sure that we can, you know, have second or third opportunities. And we're getting shots through. You know, there's a conscious effort to get your head up and make sure that you get pucks by that first wave of defense. And then you allow your players to battle down low. So there's not just one thing when you've got a good power play. It's a number of different things. We're gaining entry, you know, we're battling harder, and then we're getting rewarded, which is always good to see.
Tom, 5 wins on this homestand, and you get a pair of shutouts, one from Chris Kerr last week and one from Eric Sudor here tonight. Is that an attribute of not just the play of your goaltender, but just the overall defensive play of your entire team?
Well, your team takes pride. We tell our players, like, you know, at the 10-minute mark there when we have the media timeout in the third period, you're telling your players, I don't necessarily care about the fifth one. I care about trying to keep that a goose egg up there, because I don't know how many times you and I have spoken and we've mentioned, you know, if it wasn't for Eric Suter, you know, definitely be a different result. So we owe it to him, you know, so he can lower his goals against and he can increase his save percentage. You know, and that's a conscious effort. Team defense, you know, is a five-man unit. It's not just one guy. So for us to box out and keep them to the outside and eliminate any second, third opportunities, you know, is huge. And it's, we take pride in working hard. You know, offense is fun to play. It's creative and, you know, you're skating downhill. But, you know, when you're back coming back to your own end, it's about hard work. And, you know, I like the signs that our team is demonstrating here the last 3-4 weeks.
Tom, we're at the midway point. Your team finishes at home technically 13-1-1, but that one home loss is technically on the road at the Showcase. So 13-0-1 here at the Kasman Center. Just what has been so right for your team here at home so far this year?
Home cooking?
Yeah. Are you cooking?
No,
the enchiladas?
No. Listen, my dad always told me, you know, the sign of a good team is you have to win all of your home games. And then if you can play 500 on the road, you're going to end up about 750, and that's a fairly good winning percentage. So we take pride. You know, this is an intimidating place to come in, especially when you've got a lot of fans. They're very boisterous. You know, for younger players, it's a little bit jaw-dropping at times. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're good at home. We're not necessarily in the mode yet where we match a lot of lines and worry about that. We want all of our lines to contribute. That'll come as the season progresses, but... You know, you mentioned it, you know, before you can blink, we're 30 games in, and one of the things we talked about here is, you know, when you get to the 30-35 game mark, there's no such thing as a rookie and a veteran anymore. Everybody's a veteran because you've played long enough. So we have to take pride in doing all of the little things. And, you know, we want to make sure teams know that when they travel up Highway 63, they're going to be in for a hard game. And I think that our players have demonstrated that also throughout the year.
A very good homestand for your side, Tom, and now you'll go on the road for three before the Christmas break. You mentioned to me the other night there, the road trip didn't go too well last season. There's a lot of distraction, but what will be the message and what is the primary focus as you head south next week?
For us right now, the focus is obviously on Friday night against the Mustangs. We take it one game at a time. Huge distractions. There's a lot of parents that follow us around on the weekend. The guys have all of their things packed and their Christmas presents that they're going to take home. And, you know, some guys drop their vehicle. We allow them to drop their vehicles off and so forth. So what we're asking for is, you know, you'll get your time, your 7-8 days at home. We're asking for three more games. And, you know, we want to, you know, reiterate what happened last year is if, you know, we don't go in three, maybe we sew up first place a little bit earlier. Every night is a dogfight, you know, in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, and you have to be prepared to battle every single night. I mean, you look tonight, you know, the Mustangs beat Spruce Grove in a shootout, so you can't take anybody for granted. So for us, it's going to be focusing on Friday on the Mustangs, and then we'll move on to Brooks, and then, you know, the Calgary Canucks on a Sunday afternoon.
Tom, congratulations on a huge homestand here and a big 4-0 win here tonight.
Thank you very much.